This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. You can dial us up. Operator standing by. Recap everything that happened over the last 4 days. A lot of football. Eagles over the Bills last night. And you also had the Baltimore Ravens, who right now the number one seed. They picked up the win against the Chargers. Bears and the Vikings coming up tonight. And Texas A&M, who would have ever thought in your lifetime that A&M would seek a coach from Duke to come in and try to save their football program? Maybe if it was basketball. Indiana and Houston fire their coaches. Michigan State gets Jonathan Smith from Oregon State. Got the rankings coming out tomorrow. David Pollack, former analyst for College Game Day, will join us coming up in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. Poll question from hour one, Seton, and then we will go with the poll question for hour two and breaking NFL news, the coach being fired. No, we're going to wait. Then we'll get the news of the coach being fired. The poll question, Seton O'Connor.
Who had the worst month, Dan? Ryan Day or Jim Harbaugh? Right now it's gotten slightly better at 87.7% instead of a flat 88. Ryan Day, it's not even close. Some people are suggesting the state of Ohio had the worst weekend.
With the Browns and the Bengals and the Buckeyes?
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. All right. We're going to change up for this hour and actually go with who had the worst weekend. We'll throw Ohio State in there because it's okay. Pretty terrible. All right. Giants had about as bad a win as you can get.
Yeah, you don't want to win those games.
You don't want to win those
games. No, no. But they did.
Doesn't it kind of bother you that that sport encourages people to lose?
Well, and we're a little more than halfway through the season. So it's not like you're at week 14. It feels like some seasons are over and have been over for, you know, there's like more teams that are not competitive, not in the mix anymore. And so that's the surprising part of this, that this early in the season, we're already looking at teams at tanking.
I think the Patriots, too, they might be the only team in NFL history. I could be completely making this up, too. Might be the only team in NFL history to lose back-to-back games and only give up 10 points a game. That doesn't happen a lot.
No?
I don't think.
No? No?
The Buffalo Bills had a bad weekend.
Yeah.
In the hunt?
Yeah. I know. Why are you picking on the Bills?
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't mind the Bills, actually.
They were Super Bowl contenders. Now they're in the hunt.
Ew.
They're with the Broncos in the hunt.
Those are not those were not the expectations for this team.
No, no, no.
To be in the hunt.
In the hunt.
Next to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Good not even next to the Broncos. They're actually under the Broncos.
Under the Broncos.
Yeah. And we beat them at 10.
Let's ride. Yeah, let's go. Oh.
The Bills are a half a game behind the Broncos and only a half a game ahead of the Bengals. They make the poll.
Okay. Jeez,
and once again, we get the tiebreaker because we did beat
Thank
Buffalo.
You, Tom. Thank you. Now it's we.
Yeah, yeah. Where were you when it was 1-5? You were like, oh, they suck. Let's ride. What a goofball.
All right. While we're on the topic, here's Russell Wilson.
First of all, we're resilient. You know, I think the best part about us is we've been resilient for all these games. We've played some really great teams, you know, and some, you know, top echelon teams, you know, obviously in the AFC. So I think the best thing about us, though, is it's about us. It's about us being together. Our defense has been lights out.
Okay. They've won 5 straight. I'm going to listen to Russ now. I don't know what exactly he said there. We're resilient. Best thing about us is us.
It's us.
One thing I really like about me is me. Huge fan of myself.
Yeah. I think I've been particularly great.
Yeah.
Really good at football. And
you know, the best thing about my wife is my wife. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Yes, Marvin.
So Sean Payton, coach of the year?
Question mark?
Comeback coach of the year?
Yes. Comeback coach of the year. Yeah. I don't know if they. You know who's not going to win? Frank Reich. He just got fired. Segway. Panthers head coach Frank Reich was fired.
See ya.
They lost to the Titans. The owner, David Tepper, who. He likes to do this. He doesn't have patience. Billionaires usually don't. And apparently he was very upset when he left the locker room, shaking his head and yelled out, bleep. The expectations weren't high for the Panthers, but they did trade up, get Bryce Young. The report was the owner wanted Bryce Young. There was some chatter that Frank Reich did not want Bryce Young, but everybody went all in because the owner wanted Bryce Young. And we see what C.J. Stroud is doing right now. I don't know if he would be doing what he's doing with the Panthers, but he would be an upgrade so far from what we've seen from Bryce Young. You're 1-10. Or, 1-10. No draft pick either. They've lost a lot of close football games. And then Frank Reich says these games are winnable. And since he purchased the Panthers in 2018... none of the moves made under Tepper have brought the franchise success. 5 different head coaches, including an interim head coach. 2 interim head coaches. 10 quarterbacks have started games for the Panthers. Tepper allegedly preferred Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud. In the David Tepper era, the Panthers are 30-63. Usually starts at the top there, David. Hey, I got a few billion dollars. Good. Good luck with that, because everybody else in the league has an owner as a few billion dollars. You don't scare anybody. Yes, Eden.
What are your thoughts on him down in the locker room yelling at the fellas?
I don't like owners going in there. Jerry Jones is always in there. Arthur Blank is there. I mean, they can. It's their team. But let people do their jobs. Let the coach do his job, the GM do his job. And, you know, I'm sure David Tepper is really, really brilliant at the job that gave him billions of dollars. But this game, this sport, can humble you. It doesn't matter how much money, it doesn't matter how smart you are, how much money you are. There's a lot of luck that goes into this, but that's a bad team. It's a lifeless franchise right now. And it starts with him. He's the owner, and he is quick on the trigger to fire you. Yes, Todd.
You got to control your temper. There's no place for that kind
of
language.
You, thank you, Todd.
It's not going well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Definitely had a temper tantrum.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
This is what happens.
All right.
People lose their jobs.
Yeah. Why don't you call for David Tepper, Todd?
Sure, he'd love to come.
I'm sure he would.
What? How about Todd?
We have tried. We have tried to get him on the show. We don't do well with getting. I can get maybe one of the top 5 richest men in the world on, and Warren Buffett. I just can't get somebody.
I love that impersonation.
I know. Yes, Marvin.
This feels like a bad. I hate this term, but culture.
Oh, we're going culture.
Yeah, this is the opposite of what like Steelers culture, where they fired no head coaches in 100 years. They've had two head coaches in the past 80 years.
Yeah.
Like, who's he yelling at? And what are you going to be, okay, David, show me how to do it better.
I don't know. I mean, Frank Reich is going to pay the price. I think that there were rumblings before this weekend. If they lost, would he fire Frank Reich? And he's not afraid to fire anybody. But, you know, it builds up after a while. If you're a head coach, you get an opportunity to be a head coach. It's hard to turn down that opportunity. But also, you know, going in, my shelf life as your coach might be a season. Maybe two. Are you going to get Bill Belichick to sign up to go to the Carolina Panthers? Wasn't that one of the teams, one of the three teams that maybe the Chargers, that he would end up there, maybe the Commanders there? Why would Bill Belichick want to deal with an owner like that? He wouldn't. Be like, no. You know what? I'm gonna stay on Cape Cod here. Yes, Pony.
What's really interesting about the Carolina Panthers, they weren't that bad.
There's nothing interesting about it.
Right. But here's the thing. They were 7-10 in the 2022 season. They missed the playoffs last year by one game in that horrible NFC South. Mm-hmm. And they decided, no, we can't stand Pat. We can't have an Andy Dalton type or just find a free agent quarterback. They had to blow it all up and get rid of a great receiver and start over. His decision to start over at 7-10.
Yeah, they got rid of McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I mean, and these are his decisions. Now, Frank Reich got there, and I'm sure he was told, we're taking Bryce Young. And maybe Frank signed up for it as well. From what I was told, that was not the case. But maybe he did. Maybe he did. Everybody's all in. I'm sure Frank's not going to say anything that would upset his settlement here, his buyout with David Tepper. But, wow, that was quick. Quick. Yes, Don.
How small is the leash for an interim head coach when you're with the Carolina Panthers? If he's gone, what happens to you when you're like not even really the coach just holding a place?
Interim is with a small I.
It's very small.
Yeah, it's not capital I.
See how you do this week, but you may not be coaching the team in 2 weeks from now.
You know, you kind of come back in the locker room and, you know, he's put up interim head coach, and then the letters start to disappear on interim, like, or head coach. Like, hey, wait, there was a couple of letters that were there before we lost. Yeah, we're just taking away letters here, Vanna White. Yes, Paulie.
I do wonder, you said Frank Reich will say all the right things. I wonder if he goes the opposite direction, does an interview in a couple days and says, here's what happened, and doesn't tear down Bryce Young, but maybe tears down an owner who wants to be a football guy and say he didn't let the football people do the football stuff. When we were 7-10 and had a decent team, he decided to explode it. And, you know, Frank Reich, he's a player.
But you don't want to hire somebody who talks out of school.
Very true.
That would be the only thing. That if I'm an owner and he's doing that to that owner, is he going to do that to me if we bring him in? I don't think Frank will be a head coach again.
Well, then maybe that could be the reason why he goes, all right, I'm going to set the record straight. I'm 61. I played.
But he's going to be an offensive coordinator perhaps somewhere. That's the only thing. I guess, I would love it. Give us content for the show. Invite Frank Reich on, Todd.
Why not? Let's get it out there.
Can't say he's busy.
Why not?
Yeah. Let's see. Talk to him about that.
Can't say he's busy. Yeah. I mean, you got to clean
up. He's unavailable.
Do you leave the gear if you're Frank Reich?
Yeah, I don't take it with me.
You don't take the gear?
No, I don't. No.
Garage sale?
I'd have somebody else. I don't think if I'm Frank Reich, I'm out there going, all right, get your my coaching, Carolina coaching jacket here. Yes, Don.
What about a pen or a sticky notepad? Everyone could use those. You put it in the kitchen. Just happens to have the Panthers logo
on. I don't think he was there long enough to have a fond memory. Like you're going, hey, what's your favorite memory there, Frank? Probably doesn't have one.
I'm going to keep this visor.
Yes, Marvin.
You think he goes back to his house like, damn, I just bought this damn house.
Well,
can you imagine?
This is why you rent.
Oh.
This is why you rent. I told you.
Yeah, but I'm sure he was getting paid enough money, and then he's going to get a buyout that, okay,
you can keep that house in Charlotte?
No, I don't think you vacation there. Wonderful city, but I don't think you're going to vacation there. There are certain houses you would probably keep if you got fired. You go, you know what? I'm going to keep that one.
Airport's been under construction for 37 years.
In Charlotte?
Yes.
But I think there's a Bojangles there, which saves it.
But does Charlotte have all of those rocking chairs? The white rocking chairs, is that through Charlotte?
Oh, that's a great question. There's one where you sit out and look at the windows.
Yeah. I thought that was Charlotte.
Is that Denver may have that too.
Denver's got a silly airport.
Why is it silly?
It looks
like snow capped mountains.
No, it looks horrible. Remember when Madonna wore that bra in concert? That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah?
Like,
oh,
that's a bad thing?
Like 20 bra... Yeah. Oh. 20...
With the cones?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, yeah. They do have kind of that...
Yeah. Madonna cones. Like 20 bras that are sticking. Yeah,
it's like a crazy circus tent.
Yeah, Paul.
You want to play the Frank Reich buy or rent game? When he got the head coaching job in Carolina, did he rent a home or buy? I've got the final decision.
I'm going to say he bought.
Who thinks he rented?
I think he rented.
I think he rented, too.
I think he bought it.
Frank Reich, last March, bought a $3.4 million home outside Carolina.
Okay.
It's our forever home.
You can't.
So happy to have our forever home.
You can't,
that's what he posted on Facebook.
You can't have a, you can't have a coach who rents. If I'm the owner and I bring you in, or the media finds out that you're renting.
What if Frank Reich rents this house to the next coach?
Well,
it just makes it a regular thing.
Yeah. Could do that.
What, like college football? Just own the house, sell it, resell it, sell it, resell it, sell it.
Well, didn't somebody own Russell Wilson Jr. the III's home in Denver? And then either did he sell it to Russ? I thought that that happened in Denver, where somebody did that. Like, hey, just come on in, stay at my crib.
Like Carmelo Anthony or something? Like,
yes. Hey, yeah, it feels like Melo had, you know, unbelievable estate. Yes, Pauline.
Russ and Sierra have a $25 million mansion. That they
condo.
Put
a, well, yeah. You can't say $25 million without mansion.
Yeah,
it's, like it's hard to have. I have a $25 million
bungalow.
Dollar home.
It's not a cottage.
I got a cape.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fixer upper. Yeah, $25 million. Yeah.
Okay.
Most expensive home sold in Denver history.
I feel like the word compound should be attached to that, not just mansion. Mm.
Checking.
It should be compound.
Okay. All right. So Frank Reich has been fired. We'll get to phone calls coming up. And David Pollack on loan, former Georgia Bulldog and Bengal defensive end and analyst for College Game Day for many, many years. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Dynasty the King. King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards. The guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. By the way, the last NFL team, Seton was wondering, the Patriots have given up 10 points in back-to-back games and lost both of them. The last team to lose back-to-back games while allowing 10 or less points in each of those games, the New England Patriots in 1993. They lost 10-9 to Seattle and then 9-6 to the Colts. Dang. As well. Unless you were paying me, I couldn't watch the Patriots and the Giants. And even then, if you were paying me, I don't know if I could watch it completely. All right, David Pollack, three-time All-American in Georgia and former ESPN college football analyst joining us on the program. All right, let me start with Alabama and Auburn. How does that happen? How does that happen, David?
Auburn. That's the only thing you need to say is Auburn. I feel bad, man. You mentioned the Patriots. It makes me think of the Jets, you know, like some, the stuff that have happened to the Jets over the years. But I was sitting there with my son, and I literally, my son goes, he's a ninth grader. He goes, rush two and drop everybody else. I go, no. I said, I'm bringing at least four because you get so much time in the pocket. Otherwise, and they're going to buy time. And eventually, 53-yard field, somebody's going to have a chance. You can't cover all the grass. But I didn't think Auburn did a good job. You can't turn your back to the quarterback. You can't not see the football on a 40-yard pass coming down the field. Your feet should be set in the end zone. Only Auburn, feel bad for them, man, because they had the game won, dropped the punt, you know, late in the football game, gave Alabama the chance. And just like Alabama does, so many times they take advantage of it.
Imagine if Alabama had lost that game heading into this game against Georgia.
You know, remember a couple years ago when Georgia was one, they had that overtime thriller with Auburn, and it took the sails out of it. Everybody said Alabama's done. They looked horrible. Bryce Young got sacked 12 times, something like that. It definitely would have changed the dynamic, but Alabama's still, you know, in the playoff picture. They still got Texas, but it would have taken some of the steam out of this game. But this game is going to be awesome regardless.
Yeah, you have that game coming up, Michigan against Ohio State. The fallout from that, should Ohio State stay in the top four?
No, absolutely not. They shouldn't stay in the top four. And I would take them out now of the top five, six, seven. I'd put them behind Bama. And listen, here's the thing with Ohio State to me. Ryan Day is now 40-0, Dan, against the Big Ten, and 1-3 against Michigan. Like, and to me, that there's one reason, and this is going to sting Ohio State fans a little bit, but it's toughness. Like, Michigan lives in a state of tough. You know, listen, Ohio State, credit to them. You can tell they've worked on it. They want to be more physical. They want to run the football. But that's who Michigan is constantly. They've won the rushing battle the last 3 years, the reason they've won it. But, no, I think Ohio State would need – listen, if you watch their offense, they're okay. I mean, they're pretty good. They're not an elite offense. They're not a great offense. We remember the Notre Dame game, another good opponent they played early in the season. Like, I think Ohio State's good. I don't think they're Final Four team.
Is Ryan Day on the hot seat?
No, I don't think he is. I think that when you look at 40-0 versus the Big Ten and then 1-3 versus Michigan, I put it this way. I don't think he's going to get fired. Does this bring more pressure to him? Yes. Not only have you lost to Harbaugh, now you lost to an interim coach. Like, that's not good. But, man, it's hard to say somebody that's been that successful, you're going to fire him. I'm not saying it'd be unprecedented, but the dude's made the college football playoff a couple times. He's been there. But I definitely think this is disappointing. This hurts. This stings. It's something that's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth. But, man, are you going to fire a guy that's been this successful and this good? I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but you know what this comes down to? It's, can you beat Michigan? Can you beat Ohio State? You can beat Purdue and Indiana and Minnesota, and nobody cares.
Penn State, yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, and winning big games, and they haven't won big games. I mean, you see, against Georgia, they had an opportunity to win the game, but they didn't. And they've been there to win to big games. I get it. I understand it. I just, who else are you going to go get now and be like, oh, yeah, that's the guy. Like, that's the guy that's going to replace Ryan Day and be a clear cut above what he's been able to accomplish.
Okay, let me go back to the toughness thing, because Lou Holtz brought this up. Others have brought this up, that Ryan Day doesn't have tough teams. How do you get a tough team?
Toughness isn't like a something that's all of a sudden manufactured on game day. Like, toughness is the way you live. Toughness is the way you practice every single day. It's the way you talk to the kids. Like, you have to bring energy and effort and toughness every single day. If your teams take on the persona of your coaches, that's a fact. Like, however you live constantly. So I think because they've been so spread, throw the football, like running the football was kind of an afterthought. I think it's been kind of left behind. I'll say this. This game, Ohio State wasn't manhandled like they have been in the past. They showed more toughness. Fourth down and short, though, I got to see you believe in yourself and in your team, and you got to go for it. It's a couple mistakes away. But toughness is something that is given to your team through you, the way you coach them and the way you take them through practice every single day.
I never thought in my lifetime that Texas A&M would hire a head coach and hire that coach away from Duke. Right?
Yeah. I mean, yes. But when this came up, though, with A&M, I thought Elko was a great fit for a couple of reasons. Like, he's already been there. He knows the culture of A&M, super successful. He's also the opposite of Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo Fisher is a different bird. And I don't know. Jimbo Fisher's done a really good job accumulating talent, but a zero good job of doing this and bringing people together. And obviously, Elko was not the first, you know, name that they had on their list, and they went after other people, and so be it. But I think really, really good defensive coach, really, really good dude, disciplined, tough, not going to be Jimbo-esque. Everybody will be excited to see what they do on offense, because, you know, Jimbo and the offense obviously has been lacking behind for the last several years.
Yeah, they got to get a quarterback. Can't they buy a good quarterback?
With all that oil money, Dom, you figure, right? I mean, they're spending it. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, you spend all that money to buy Jimbo out. Now you got to spend – now you got to get everybody excited again, and you got to get everybody giving again. And I know all that money there is different than our money. Like, it's kind of change cushion compared to me and your bankroll, and not I ain't in Dan's world either, by the way. But, like, it's – the money's there. The spending is going to be there. So I need somebody that can develop, somebody that can build a culture. And I think that's why Elko's your guy.
This was like the last weekend of college football as we know it, you know, with the Pac-12,
yeah,
and a Big Ten, SEC, playoffs, all of those things. What concerns you the most moving forward?
Well, I think we've already lost the rivalries. Those are gone. The travel across the country, like, it's going to be strange, man. And you obviously kill most of the budgets of a lot of other teams in the offseason. They're going to have to be inconvenienced. The most football won't be inconvenienced as much. But I think just losing the luster that was college football, losing the traditions, losing the passion, some of that stuff, man, I know it's like the old guy talking probably, and I love watching this, I love watching that, but a lot of those things are going to be gone. A lot of those rivalries are going to be gone. A lot of those coaching staff and those teams, like a team like Washington State who almost beat Washington, like, where do they go? Do they fall off the map now? Do they? I mean, Oregon State, you know, their coach now goes to Michigan State, obviously. Like, do they fall off the map? Like, it stinks for those type of programs that we've had. We've seen some history. We've seen some cool things from. And those things, where do they go now?
Who gets your Heisman vote?
Jaden Daniels. I mean, listen, people are going to come at me, I know, for the three losses. But, dude, if you watch college football every weekend, I have a standing tweet every Saturday. Jaden Daniels is the best player in college football. Jaden Daniels is the best player in college football. He's got 90 plays of 20 plus yards or more. You know what the next closest is, Dan? 61. 61. Like, he's a human highlight film. He can't control that his defense is stuck, but man, over 1,100 yards rushing, over 50 touchdowns. And if you want to talk about over 50 touchdowns, that's Cam Newton. That's Joe Burrow. That's Tebow. That's that type of, you know, numbers that he's put up this year. He's the best player I've seen. I'm so interested to see him go to the next level because he's got some Lamar to him, some of that shake and that slight build, but throws the football a lot better, especially at this point in his career. But man, he to me every week I turn on the television and I watch, he's the best player.
And then you got probably the two favorites. They're both transfers with, you know, Daniels and Bo Nix.
Yeah, and Bo Nix is really, really good. And how about that story, Dan? Like, Bo Nix comes in as a freshman, you know, to Auburn, his dad's alma mater, you know, beats Oregon, and then the sizzle comes off and the program leaves, and then he goes and rebuilds himself. And I'll tell you this, too. I think Bo Nix is a first-round pick. Like, that's how much his story has been turned around of being left for gone, and now leads the nation in completion percentage, passing yards, like, doing a great job carrying Oregon. And he's a great player, but watching him and Jaden Daniels, the rushing component, the explosive play component, man, that's to me the separator.
But I wonder, though, this weekend with Oregon and Washington, and if Bo Nix has a big game, everybody has to have a standalone game, and he would have another opportunity for a standalone game where Daniels would not.
100%. And listen, the voters in the past, they want you to be on a national championship contender. And so I think you got Penix and Nix both still alive. The Washington quarterback, his best game, one of his best games was against Oregon. He goes and lights up Oregon again. I think people are going to be like, wait a minute, you got to be on a championship team, which I don't agree with, by the way. That doesn't make you the best player because you have the best team around you. I don't agree with that at all. I never have. And the way I vote isn't that way. But Bo Nix has an opportunity, a stage, avenge a loss. After last week, too, against Oregon State, you've been a really good ranked opponent. Dan, that's the best he's looked. They were explosive. It wasn't dink and dunk. Like, he was taking shots. It was him making big-time plays. You do it again against Washington with everybody watching, you could go get that thing.
Great to talk to you again. Thank you, bud.
Great to hear from you, Dan. See you, brother.
David Pollack, three-time All-American at Georgia and a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and former ESPN college football analyst. Couple of phone calls here. John in Miami. Hi, John. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up in a little bit. Hey, John.
Hey, how are you? Just a quick best and worst of the week.
Yep.
As you may know, New Mexico State has not made a bowl for 58 years up until 2018. We're going bowling again for 2 years in a row. And wouldn't it be interesting if we played Minnesota with Jerry Kill in a rematch game there? And the worst was we were up by 8. With 55 seconds left in basketball against Louisville, they tied it up, and we had 6 players foul out and finished the game with 4 players. How about that?
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you for updating us on New Mexico football and basketball. New Mexico State.
Oh.
Yeah. Gus in L.A. Good morning, Gus. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope all you boys had a great weekend. Best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend. My Steelers going into a nasty, ugly Cincinnati stadium, bad weather, bad offenses and everything, and still managed to get 400 yards of offense with that ugly offense that we had.
Yay, they finally outgained somebody. Yay.
Oh, my God. But watching that game, man, you would never know. And then worst of the weekend, I saw that in the Bills-Eagles game, I think his name is Shaq Lawson, defensive tackle, defensive end, went and approached a fan from Philadelphia. Look, I get it. Eagles fans are like in a world of their own. They're not the prettiest or the best. But seriously, what's going to happen one of these days? It's like, look, dude, I get that NBA players, they approach fans, and NBA players cannot fight to save their lives. If an NFL player were to connect with a fan, that is a giant versus a normal human. We've got serious problems here. It was not a good look for the Bills or for Shaq Lawson. Just an ugly, ugly thing that could have been even worse.
Yeah, and I don't know what is said and in that moment, and then somebody reacts to it. We see this. There seems to be so much social media of videos that are out there with just fans on fan violence. I mean, a crazy amount, and probably because more people have cell phones and they're recording these. But, you know, the NFL is going to come down hard on Shaq Lawson. And rightfully so. You can't engage. You can't. You want to, you can't. If you do, you pay the price. Flip in Rowley. Hey, Flip.
Hello, DP Danette's first time, long time, 5'10", 230. got a quick best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend, my NC State women's basketball team taking number 3 Colorado to the woodshed by 18. Quietly the hottest team in the country after beating UConn as well. Shout out to Marv. And worst of the weekend, Drake May is going to be leaving UNC after the season, and NC State won't have the opportunity to beat him anymore. We're only going to be 3-0 against him, and it's going to be tough to see him go.
All right. Thank you, Flip. By the way, Flip was calling from Raleigh. Tyler spelled it R-O-W-L-E-Y, and I'm going, where is Raleigh? And maybe he was spelling that out phonetically for me. From Raleigh. Okay. He's busy. Tyler's got a lot of things going on back there. Oh, Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind? Are you the division-leading Falcons right now?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
All thanks to Jesse Bates, Dan.
Yeah.
All thanks to Jesse Bates and his 2 turnovers in the red zone. That's my best. Quick throwback to last week. Am I the only person who goes sock, sock, pants, shoe, shoe?
Oh, no, no. Like sock, sock, pants. Yeah, I do that. Yeah, see.
Excellent.
I'm usually pants, sock, sock, shoe, shoe. But on occasion, it's definitely sock, sock, pants, shoe, shoe. It happens. It happens.
Yeah, yeah.
And then worst of the weekend, University of Illinois in their 4th quarter, so close to being bowl eligible for the first time in I don't know how long, and they just pooped the bed and let Northwestern run up the score and just completely dashed my dad's hopes for another bowl game in University of Illinois history.
Thank you, Al. Thoughts and prayers for your father. Ben in Minnesota. Hi, Ben. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Dan Epps.
Hi, Ben.
And size 9.5.
All right.
I went under another surgery here a couple weeks ago. I had a plantar fasectomy, so I'm back on the bed, laying in the bed again. And I was wondering, I was going to tell you guys, keep up the good work, and I was wondering if anybody would be willing to take a pie to the face bet with the Viking Bears tonight.
Are you able to keep up the good work there, Ben?
I'm trying with an e-scooter, yes.
All right. Good. All right. What's the bet?
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings to win tonight, and I was wondering if anybody would be willing to take the Bears tonight.
Well, wait, straight up?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's not an enticement there, Ben. Are you on medication?
Unfortunately.
Yes, Paulie.
Like a vasectomy bet? He has to reverse his? One of us has to get one? Is that up in the stakes?
No, no. This is a pie to the face.
Oh, I thought it was vasectomy.
Yeah. No. This isn't a vasectomy bet, correct, Ben?
Correct.
okay. would anybody like to... Nobody's going to take you up on that, Ben. But good luck to your Vikings tonight. They're favored by 3.
I hope so.
All right, thank you. Yes. I wasn't sure what medical procedure did he have. Did he have a reverse vasectomy?
Yeah. He had some fancy word before vasectomy. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. 877-3DP Show. By the way, when it comes to celebrating major sporting events, no other city compares to Las Vegas, the city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the very fabric of that community. Las Vegas, conventions, the unexpected, embraced. It's not just celebrating, it's celebrating with an edge. And we look forward to going to Vegas for the Super Bowl. All right, Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, down at 1 point by 18. Oklahoma State running back Ali Gordon II runs for 5 TDs, including the game winner in double OT. Cowboys beat BYU 40-34, grab a spot in the Big 12 title game. Gordon finishes with 166 yards, rushing 1580 so far this season. Worst of the weekend, can't be overstated. I know we've mentioned it. Auburn, hands down, or maybe hands not up high enough.
Oh, like okay.
Fourth and goal at the 31, Alabama QB Jalen Milroe takes the snap with Auburn rushing just 2. Isaiah Bond touchdown in the corner of the end zone over Tigers cornerback DJ James. Auburn loses their 4th straight Iron Bowl to the Tide in hopelessly dramatic fashion, 27-24.
All right, see you no counter.
My best of the weekend, Trevor Lawrence statement game, question mark? All right, he's been a little up and down this season. Right. People sort of saying maybe he's a bust, but that's a hell of a win for them. Well
yeah.
done, son.
Yeah.
My worst of the weekend, Dana Holgorsen relieved of his duties. One, I didn't even realize that he was still coaching. But two, when are these dudes going to realize just stay at West Virginia? Rich Rodriguez left for a bigger, better job, theoretically, and I don't know what he's doing these days.
No, he's Jacksonville State.
He's the new Jacksonville State head coach.
He's going to a bowl game. Yeah. So is James Madison.
Well, it's taken a while for him to get there.
Yeah, it has.
It has.
Yeah.
So he basically was in purgatory for a long time, and now he's bubbling back up, I guess.
Okay.
Dana Holgorsen, same thing, man. Just stay there. You had a good thing going.
Yeah, they don't have high expectations.
Yeah. Although the problem is that they did have high expectations for a little while. They were like, nah, we're balling. We got Geno Smith and Tavon Austin. We got nothing.
Go back to Major Harris.
Anywho.
Marvin?
All right, best of the weekend. My Heisman winner, Jaden Daniels, 235 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a 42-30 win over powerhouse Texas A&M. Sense my sarcasm there. Worst of the weekend, man, the entire Lions from the halftime show with Jack Harlow, the Lions losing on national TV. They were really good, and then they lose to a below-average Packers team.
I said this a couple of weeks ago. Is there a chance that the Packers end up with the same record they had last year with Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets end up with the same record they had without Aaron Rodgers this year? Because the Packers beating the Lions, that's the first time I've watched a Lions game, it feels like, since probably Barry Sanders, where I go, they got a really good chance. I mean, not chance to win, a chance to really showcase who they are. And then I'm watching, I'm going, what is going on? This team feels like it's regressing. Yes, Paulie.
Going back to Thanksgiving Day, I don't know Jack Harlow's music that well, but in interviews, he seems like a really fun guy. Nice guy, big sports fan. His halftime show was not elaborate. It looked like a bunch of eighth graders got paper mache and said, build a set. And then it was followed up by Dolly Parton's halftime show.
It was a boss.
Where she's dressed as a Cowboys cheerleader and pulling it off well, by the way.
Not literally.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't pulling off the cowboy cheerleader.
She was wearing it well.
She was wearing it
well. She was owning it.
Yeah.
At 77. And, you know, she's, out there trying to do her best and manage.
What a national treasure.
Oh, what a great show.
She's the best. Dolly Parton is awesome. She is. Yes, yeah,
I don't think it's a surprise that Jack Harlow's halftime show or whatever didn't go over well when it's basically almost the anniversary of the Creed halftime show that obviously is legendary.
Well, then we should bring Creed back.
That.
Yeah. Yes, Mark.
And I think rumor is that Dolly Parton wrote I Will Always Love You and Jolene in the same day.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And, you know, musicians, artists always talk about, you know, it came to me in like 15 minutes. And then you write a song and you go, okay. And then people spend their entire lives looking for that 15 minutes. Anything else, Marv? That was it?
Oh, that's it for me.
Okay, Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, Washington Huskies wide receiver Rome Odunze.
That guy is the best player on the field.
Yep, 132.
Unbelievable.
7 catches, 120, and 2 touchdowns. But for the season, he's got 13-26 receiving and 13 touchdowns. It's too bad a wide receiver could not get brought to the Heisman because he's as responsible as anybody.
Michael Penix is wonderful.
Yep.
But that dude, when he's on the field, he must see TV. He's awesome.
My other best of the weekend is the Iowa State Cyclones versus the Kansas State Wildcats in the snow. Snow games are so rare, and I love that they didn't plow the field. They just left the snow out there. They plowed a few of the lines and the goal line, stuff like this. Abu Sama the third, 276 and 3 touchdowns for Iowa State. Great snow game.
My best of the weekend, Christian Brothers College High School's Jeremiah McClellan. A great catch, helped that team win the state championship, and he is committed to Ohio State. So when it comes to celebrating, and we think of Las Vegas, and we look forward to that, although I don't know if we'll be celebrating that much when we go there for the Super Bowl. I was telling my wife, she goes, you know, I'd like to go to the Super Bowl. I said, okay. I get up at around 4:15 and out the door at 4:30, hon, and then probably go to bed around 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night. Who's with me? And she goes, well, wait a minute. Like, you're not going to go to any shows? I said, if there's one around 5 o'clock, yeah. You know, can you two play at around 5 o'clock? Yes, Eden.
I think we've had plenty of early calls for Super Bowls, and I feel like we've done a fair amount of celebration.
Hmm. We do early celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, it's a city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the very fabric of the community. And Las Vegas, where conventions are held and unexpected is embraced. Not just celebrating, you're celebrating with an edge.
I think Blue Man Group has a matinee, if anybody's interested.
I'm all for that. All for that.
Let's do it.
You know what? There's a celebration. There's something to do around the clock there. Las Vegas. We'll be there. Yes, Paul.
I do love when you're in Vegas, though, and you have like the early flight, and you have to get up at like 4:15, and you go down to the lobby, and you see people who are still rolling at 4 or 5, 6 in the morning, and you're, you know, trying to get to a flight. And the difference in the state of your life at 6 o'clock in the lobby of a Vegas casino is wild.
Plus, you always hear the slot machines. Ding, 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 ding. Or the Wheel of Fortune. And then you go to the airport, and there they are. Can't get away from that.
That airport is so close to everything.
Yes, Todd.
Is it really pumping enough oxygen to keep people awake longer, or is that just some kind of myth? I always like that cool, crisp air when you walk into a casino. It just seems like better ventilation than your average place or your hotel room or something.
Yeah. Why do you like going to Vegas, Todd? The ventilation. I really enjoy that.
I like that breakfast buffet. 4 in the morning, steak and eggs. Let's go.
Wow. I'm all for that. Whether you're getting up at 4 or you're going to bed, good stuff. All right, we look forward to going to Vegas here in February. Final hour on the way after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.